We're going to learn more this morning from the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan Bierg is back with us again today. Hey, Alan, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
And we're talking about labeling. Tell us about that.
Labeling. You know, we're going to have to start naming and shaming. If you go to nmpf.org, the latest one of our Dairy Defined series has an actual graphic, which is FDA's own suggestion of what one of these new plant-based beverage containers that use the word milk should say. It has a clear disclaimer on it that notes a lack of potassium. There's other nutrients that can be in there. And over the next few months, even though this guidance isn't in effect and it is voluntary, FDA has also put its cards down on the table, and that's what these companies are suggested to do.
And that's going to be the issue, isn't it? I mean, that's what you've been fighting this forever, is that, you know, you just can't milk a nut. I mean, that just, it just isn't possible.
You know what's fun is, so the FDA has a comment period on this, and there was a comment period on this issue a few years ago. It got 13,000 comments. A lot of them were gemmed up by the plant-based beverage industry. We are leading this time. There's only about 300 and some comments so far, but it's clearly that not only is that dairy speaking more loudly, we have more advocates than we used to have. People are aware of this issue. They're coming to see the world the way we see it. Honestly, FDA is seeing the world the way we see it. They just don't quite want to go far enough for some various reasons, and we're trying to push them. Both, you know, through these comments and through our own advocacy and through folks in Congress pushing things like the Dairy Pride Act to take the thinking they have now accepted, which is this problem with confusion over nutritional content in the marketplace. We want to take it to its logical conclusion and just get rid of the terms altogether.
You know, and this isn't just about market share. This is also about nutrition, isn't it?
Look, you know, FDA is supposed to be covering public health. Market concerns, as much as they may matter to dairy, you know, how much of what beverage gets sold versus another is not FDA's primary concern. But what they are very concerned about is consumer health. And when you have parents feeding their kids these nut-based drinks, thinking that they are nutritionally equivalent to dairy and showing up in doctor's offices, you've got to do something about it. And when you take a look at the consumer research, where it all stands, there's clearly a problem out here, and the FDA has accepted that. And now that they've accepted that and offered sort of a half solution, we're trying to get them to have the whole loaf now. And, you know, maybe wash it down with a nice gallon of whole milk while we're at it.
You know, the other thing is that you think they would have learned their lesson with the fiasco on margarines. You know, that basically plastic-based, you know, going against butter, which is natural. Now suddenly, you know, it's all coming full circle and we're finding out all these problems associated with margarine versus butter.
Yeah, and you know, keep that thought in mind as some of these what are called lab-based drinks come on, or lab-based dairy come online, because when you have these fermented processes that are being developed that mimic a dairy protein, a lot of your arguments that you have against plant-based beverages go away, because it is a dairy protein. It does have a nutritional quality that the plant-based beverages don't have. But where you have to, what you're getting at, Scott, is that, frankly, we don't know how all of these things interact, and some of the outcomes aren't known for a long time. And that's why you have to be very humble when you're taking a look at nutrition science issues, because it's not just what the substance is. It's about how they interact. It's about how they're created. It's about the processes. That's why FDA has a standard of identity for milk that is the product of an animal, because there are literally things going on with the process of being in an animal that affects how this thing is. We just don't know it yet. So you have to sort of be very conservative in these naming issues and understand that, you know, there are certain properties with certain things, and maybe you, Mr. Scientist or Ms. Scientist, feel like you can replicate this in your fermentation vat, but you don't fully know what you're doing and how all this works. And so let's be careful, again, to distinguish in the marketplace what something is and what something isn't, so consumers know what they're getting into.
Now, we're going to tell people where they can go to make a comment to FDA, but I guess one of the things, is there a simple way to make a simple comment that would make a difference? Could you have a suggestion for us?
Easily. If you go to nmpf.org, again, that's just our acronym, nmpf.org, we have a big red bar in the middle of the page, and you click on that bar, and we have either a pre-written letter that you can elaborate on or personalize to your extent, and you just send it, and that's the easiest thing to do. We also link directly from there to FDA's website where you can make your comment, and that's where you write it free form. But if you want some help on that with some resources, we also have a link to a page we have of our own talking points that you can use as a guide. We want people to be able to submit comments in as many ways possible. The form letter is great. FDA sees a lot of form letters. They start knowing where it's from. That has its own advantages as well. But if you want something that is completely you, we also get you to FDA, and you have your guidance as well.
All right. Sounds good. You can Google National Milk Producers Federation, and that'll take you right to his website. Alan, thanks. Great information as always. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, take care.
That's the Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Birga, and that is Farm Talk.